trade catastrophe. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. urging Russia to allow unfettered access for independent U.N. inspectors preparing to visit Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Also calling for the reactors to be shut down.
We continue to believe that a controlled shutdown of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear reactors would be the safest and least risky option in the near term.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Russia should also agree to a demilitarized zone around the plant. Ukraine and Russia have blamed each other for fighting near that facility. Kirby a short time ago also denying reports that the U.S. embassy in Baghdad was being evacuated after deadly clashes in the Iraqi capital with supporters of a top cleric storming the government palace. Federal officials are suggesting it's a moot point to have a special master review documents seized from the Trump estate in Florida 3 weeks ago today because a Justice Department team has finished reviewing the documents for potential privilege issues. This from a court filing today.
They say we have already done this. We've gone through the information and we've gone through the evidence and we found looking through that evidence, and I want to read this, a small amount of material, quote, identified a limited set of materials that potentially contains attorney-client privilege. That's interesting. That's why the Trump team wants to have a special master, a third-party arbiter, that will come in and look at how DOJ has handled this evidence to see if some of it needs to be returned.
Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department. A hearing on the special master motion is set for Thursday. Police in Detroit say a tip from someone close to him is what led to the capture of a 19-year-old man suspected in the random shootings of four people, including three who died. Police also suspect mental illness may be involved, but for now the investigation continues. The shootings that began early yesterday set off a frantic day-long manhunt. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Georgia's governor loses a round in court, ordered to appear before a grand jury investigating the 2020 election. But the judge says he can wait until after the race for governor is over.
A superior court judge in Fulton County says Governor Brian Kemp must testify before the grand jury there convened by the DA, who is looking into the 2020 election. Kemp had argued sending him a subpoena to testify was politically motivated. The judge said the grand jury is investigating potential criminal activity and that Kemp must testify, as have other officials like the Secretary of State and Attorney General. However, he said the governor could wait until after November 8th, as Kemp is running to retain his seat against Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams. Others have fought appearing as well, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani did end up testifying earlier this month. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Capitol rioter who encountered a lawmaker during the breach is sentenced to several years in prison.
40-year-old Joshua Pruitt of Maryland sentenced to 4 years and 7 months in prison for storming the U.S. Capitol, where officials say he faced Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his security detail, forcing them to change their evacuation plan. Prosecutors say Pruitt, a member of the Proud Boys extremist group, was wearing a tactical glove with knuckle pads, explaining security saw the threat and hustled the 70-year-old senator down a hallway. Pruitt's attorney argues there is no direct evidence he coordinated with Proud Boys members to attack the Capitol. Pruitt pleading guilty to a felony charge of obstruction of an official proceeding, sentenced to 3 years of supervised release after prison.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Court records show a former Twitter executive turned whistleblower has been subpoenaed by Elon Musk's legal team. This as Musk is in a court fight over his bid to back out of buying the social media giant. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow's down 45 points. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.